Hey guys, I'm Ivana Walker and I want to welcome you to Ivana's Thoughts. Today I have my best friends with me, Jasmine and Jamisa. We have been friends for a long time and we will be discussing how we have kept our friendship through the different stages of our lives. Before we get started, I want to give my girls some time to introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Jasmine. I have a passion for art and photography, so that's what I do in most of my pastime. I also love to travel. I love the beach, and I like to go hiking and just anything nature-based. That's what I enjoy.
Hey, I'm Jamisa. I work in law enforcement. I have an 8-year-old adorable son named Cameron. That's the love of my life. I enjoy laughing. I enjoy making other people laugh.
To start this episode off, I thought it'd be cool to just play a quick little game, and it is called Who is Most Likely To? You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Who is the most likely to spend the most money on a night out? Jamisa.
Jamisa.
I
Yeah.
hear my own
She shall be at the like big baller brand. And
Man, sometimes because
I'm
y'all
gonna
know I be
blow
wanting
a
like,
bag.
I can't blow a bag, but hey, I blow a newbie.
You would think she got a bag to blow. I mean, especially if she's taking you out, like
Hey, I'll
y'all
pay
gotta
for
get a
this.
top hotel. Yeah.
I'm gonna pay for
Hey,
this. I got
I want the
this.
best for my girls. What you mean?
Hey, gang
Hey,
gang.
nah.
Okay, ooh, who is most likely to get fired from their job? Jasmine.
I didn't
They
want
made
to
me
say
mad.
it.
They
I
made me
looked
mad quick
straight.
enough. It's all.
Listen, the way we both looked at her through the
I
camera.
looked at her, I was like,
Listen,
"Dang
Jasmine. Ooh wee. Get pissed off
it."
one good time. She gonna tell
She
everybody
gonna go
off.
off on you, or she gonna go ghost?
Ooh, you think she's sweet? Okay. You think this is sweet? She
Oh,
gonna get
try her, try her.
It take a lot, you guys. Y'all know
Man,
that. We just being
listen, that one
firecrackers.
button, whatever.
No, she got a few. She got a
I
few.
got
So
a few.
she'll give them a little bit. Okay, so they try me today. All right. Then the next day they try again. Oh, okay. Give them one more day to try her. Oh, no, it's over. It's over.
All. I'll tell y'all everything I've been thinking. From A to B to Z, all of that.
Okay.
Just like, oh, I thought she was, and I thought Jasmine was just this nice girl.
Yeah, but look, then they be like, but don't leave, stay. Or sorry, that's not in your character. I'm like,
is about carrying the whole
yeah.
thug out here in these streets.
But I'm gonna take my job back though.
I'm gonna take my job back.
Just don't try me no more.
I gotta make this money. Who is most likely to jump off a cliff into the water without knowing how deep the water is?
Ivan.
God, really?
Why? It
Really?
wouldn't be me. I'd be scared.
You're
But she's confident.
You right though.
Real fast.
It don't
Strong and
matter.
confident
I can
too.
swim. I can swim. I have no
I
worries.
got this. Ivan, we 13 feet up in there.
It's okay. I know how to tread water.
Okay. And then get mad. Oh, but you didn't come in after me. No.
Y'all not gonna help me?
Nah.
All right. So I think the best way to start is how, because we're talking about how we've maintained our friendship through this time, I think the best way to start is things that we do to make sure that it is maintained. I think one thing we do really, really well is give each other space whenever we need it and check up
Show
on
you
each
right.
other whenever we need it.
Show you
So that's
right.
I don't know why she has
Oh,
that in.
so you're gonna be real extra
Oh.
today.
Yup.
We both overlooked the first one, thinking he would have hit another one.
And
I
did
was like,
another one.
Y'all
wow.
gonna hear me.
You know what else we do really, really well? Ignore each other when we need to be ignored. So what else do we do? That what else have we done to maintain our friendship for the past couple
We
years?
have very good communication skills. Like, we know how to communicate one another on
each other different levels. Meaning that, okay, well, something I might say to Jasmine, it would be a different way than I say to Ivy, because I know how they both would take it separately. So we big on communication. Plus, we always texting and calling each other all the time. So
okay. So the one thing that we do to keep our friendship maintained is that we do often communicate verbally or non-verbally. Either we're FaceTiming, or either we send a call, we shoot a text. We'll either like play games on our phones just to make sure that each of us is just in a well state of mind. Even if we don't have a full communication, we'll send a scripture to one another. We'll send some type of inspiration to each other just to let each other know, hey, I'm here, like, I got your back, and through whatever. Or even like, sometimes I'm kind of awkward, so I'll shoot a text saying, hey, I'm here. And y'all may not show no signs of anything being wrong. You're like, hey, how'd you know? And I'm like, it's just something that, like, I guess because we've been cool for so long, it's something that speaks to me through my spirit that says, hey, check on so-and-so. And that's what I do. And so, I mean, it has helped us thus far. We have fun, and then we have our serious talks. We're goofy, and then we know when to get serious. Like, we may even, like, crack on each other, and we're like, hey, hold on, I'm sorry, I love you. And it's, like, very touchy. It can be very touchy, like, for a long time, if this was that one. She was always getting picked on, and we was like, why are we doing this to her? Why?
I think it was because it was easy. I think it was because it was easy to pick on her and get a reaction out of her, and then we'd be like, dang, we shouldn't have went that hard. She's so mad at us.
And I would be heartbone mad, and I will not respond. And then Jasmine will come just show up at your house, and so you lock the door, and then she just busts up in the house, don't even care about a key, and then knocks on the door, open up the door. Why Ivy is on FaceTime with her, and then it's, you good? Yeah, I'm good. All right, bye. And just leave and get in the car and leave.
So you feel hit because we checking on our best friend? Is that what that is?
So
you don't. But we love you. It's out of love.
I know.
This is the thing. See, Jamisa, they said that I have a bad temper. Jamisa has a bad temper too, and she thinks that these little crazy things that she do to push us away is gonna work. But we know it. Like, we understand the whole craziness that goes on in her head. So.
I don't make sense at times, they still understand, and I just be going off, and they just be like, all right, she on her little one little tangent again, she gonna do this, she gonna do that.
Let me make something clear, though. We are not saying that you have to, like, text and call your best friends every single day in order for it to work. You make that work for you. You know what I'm saying? But that's how we make sure that we're good and it works for us. So we're able to be goofy. We're able to be serious, like Jasmine said. We're able to check up on each other unexpectedly, like Jamisa said. But we appreciate those things and we know that about each other. So we kind of make sure we do those things and show up for each other often.
But honestly, it's not that we have been this way for forever, because there has been times where, okay, me and Jamisa, we've known each other for the longest amount of time, and at one point in time, it was just us, and we talked every day, but then we kind of fell off, so it was like every other day. Then Ivy came in, we talked to her every day, then it fell off, and it was like every other day, or even every other week. Like, it wasn't always this, hey, I need to always say hey to her at least once a day, every hour, whatever the case may be.
So that she knows that I'm her friend. Nah. Yes, we talk. Especially now and during quarantine, we talk a lot more often than before. So, like, before we had busy lives, all of us. So, we didn't communicate as often as we do now. So, every now and then, we will text each other, call each other, random times, whatever. But now in quarantine, that we talk every day, how has that affected y'all?
It has really shown how much our friendship has grown. Like, we are actually express ourselves more with one another, more openly. It's just like, it's free, it's flowing. Like, we learn things about each other that we probably have never said, but that we thought we said, you know? Like, you remember the old things, like, that you learned. Like, we was to Jen the other day, and you said a hedgehog. And I was like, ah, I forgot you like hedgehogs. Like, it was random. It's like, huh, that was crazy. You know, it did to me. So just expressing what she loves and how she really feels and things. And especially, like, watching her growth. Like, that's just been an amazing thing. Like, just watching her accomplishments, the things that she's doing now, and the way her mindset just changed. It's like, like, it's amazing to just sit back and observe sometimes, you know? And that's what I've been doing a lot. Just like, huh, that's what's up, you know?
Kind of appreciating reminiscing on the things that we were kind of reconnected with everything.
Yeah, it's like we built a new friendship again, but we stayed the same.
Yeah, so I think we have had that chance to do that. Like, it's been nice to just receive some random messages and kind of just let it go with the flow.
Yeah.
And I do like what you said about Jamisa. Like, she isn't as open with us as she wasn't as open with us before as she is now. And I think it's given her that chance to just be like, I mean, we talking every day, so we might as well just go ahead and put it out there that this is what I'm doing. And we've been seeing her, like, boss up on some grown woman stuff. And I really, like, I don't know, it's inspirational. Just seeing you just, like, go from this Jamisa that's attitude,
a
hothead, to just, like, I'm going to hold my composure. These are some of the things I'm doing. These are some of the things we're accomplishing. And go big or go home. Like,
yeah,
that's
and
it.
Like, just actually watching her make the moves, like, doing it, like, not just talking about it anymore. She was always this big dream plan person, like writing out a dream, like, hey, everybody, let's do this, let's do that. And then now she's like, okay, bump it, go with it, or go get love behind.
Yeah,
like, she's
there's no more dreaming.
Doing it. Yeah, and it's just amazing to be able to watch her do it, like, especially like the way she parents with Cam. It's like,
oh yeah,
you know?
I mean, listen, that I think that has, like, it's a change, the biggest change, because I mean, none of us are ready whenever we have our kids. None of us are ready to just be like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, you know? And we have this idea that we have to be ready as soon as we give birth at whatever. But like, your growth and the growth of the relationship between you and Cam is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Like, your parenting has grown so much, and I mean, obviously that comes with time, but you've even given me tips on some things to do with Alex, or just, you know, just like little mom tips, like, this is how you take care of yourself after, whenever you're feeling this way, like, because postpartum depression is some real stuff, and you've helped me through that. Like, it's, I don't know, it's refreshing to have somebody to go to whenever it comes to these kind of things. And it's nice to have somebody in your friend group to inspire to be like. And just, like I said, just see you boss up.
Mm-hmm. It's been amazing.
I'm sorry, you guys, I really can't talk. Because it's just, like, it's just a blessing to hear your friends, like, really pay a close attention to what you've been doing. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Whew. Okay, but it's just so amazing at how you guys look at me, and it's just like, I used to be this person that used to be in my shell, and just like they said, like, I'm not a person that sat up there and opened up. Like, things happen, and I can say these two have definitely got me through my toughest and my worst times, and I'm like, I always want to be a big role model to people, because it's like, okay, I had Cam at a young age, but at the same time, it's like, okay, what am I doing for him now? Like, and I'm not the type of person that's gonna sit up there and just put my moves and everything out there. Like, I don't do that anymore, because I feel like the only people that matter and telling them what I'm going to be doing is my two girls right here and my family, because it, like, they're going to help me motivate me, and they're going to push me, and they don't realize how much they actually push me. Like, if I come to them, I'm like, oh, like, I'm finna do this, and they're like, oh, man, you got it. You know getting where you got it. Like, and it's just random messages and stuff like that that come to me, and it's, like, help motivating me, and they know when I need my motivation, or they know when, like, I get in a little, get in my little holder, like, no, you're not finna do that, and then they pull me right back up.
I mean, you're amazing, and you're right. We do. Everyone needs people in their life, that support system to help them build to the next level up for them. Like, we all deserve those people to push us and tell us straight up what's going on, and just support you. Yeah, and support you through everything that you're doing that's good, and whenever something that's not so good is going on, that you can lean on them for advice. You can lean on them to just have an ear, you know, because sometimes that's all it is. It's just having somebody to just talk to and kind of let everything out, because that's helpful, you know, to just let everything off your chest and kind of give it to somebody else and you not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go, Jasmine.
Oh, I was just going to say that about the whole giving your kid, like, the things you're worried about to one another. It's not in a way that's like, hey, I can't carry this anymore. But it's just like, hey, I just need to vent. Like, sometimes we call or we'll text and we're like, we don't need to respond. Just let me vent. Just let me let it out.
Please
you
listen.
Know? And I think that, yeah. And I think that, and I'm a little weird, so I have my weird ways of venting out and, like, throwing my little warnings out there, and then they catch on. Like, Jamisa, go behind your back, and she'll get you some flowers and stuff made up, and she'll send them to you, or I even have, like, a whole house party for you and stuff, like, whatever, you just down and out. Like, it's just the little things, like, whenever we feel like we're all going down a path that we're not needing to go down, it's just, we help each other, and we try to encourage more good times than the bad, if we can help it.
And when we're down and feeling bad, we make sure to celebrate each other in any way that we can, so that we can make sure that we know that we're appreciated. You're not going to be alone. You're not alone, because regardless of what it is, there's going to be somebody there to help you up from the down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as many times as we have, like, on the down spiral, because now we picked up on each other's ways just to know, like, okay, well, no, like, I'm not finna let you go down there. I'm gonna let you have your moment, but when it's time, like, I'm here.
Yeah,
like, we're not gonna push it on that person, like, you gotta talk, you gotta do this, and you gotta do that, because it's like, it's not a line of person to be a person at the day, because the quote says it's okay not to be okay, and it is okay not to be okay, but the moment you feel like it's not okay, then you let it out. But at the same time, you gotta know how to let it out and not push your friends off that's gonna sit up there and be there for you every step of the way, because that's how I was.
I really love that you said that it's okay to not be okay, because I think that you guys do really well at letting me not be okay and still pick me up, like, give me a quick pick me up, because there's been plenty of times that I haven't been okay and I haven't been wanting to talk about it, and you guys give me that space to not be okay, and you know my pattern, so you don't let me fall into that same hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I could say that you guys have saved me from so much, because you don't let me go too deep in that sadness. I think conversations like this are so necessary amongst friends, and I want to continue the conversation with how we impact each other. But before we do that, I want to take a break to tell you about my sponsors. Before we talk about how we impact each other, I think this would be a great time to do another game. So let's play Would You Rather. So who wants to start?
Okay.
I'm going to go first. And my question is, would you rather have your breath smell like a bad fart or have your laugh sound like a fart?
So like, ha ha, is how you're laughing?
No.
Or
yeah.
You're laughing.
Instead of laughing, it's
agree. Like I don't want to smell like fart everywhere I go. Like that's just, yo, that would suck. Ugh. So yeah, I would rather sound. That would be so funny.
Yeah, it would.
The folks would be looking at you crazy.
Would you rather walk in on your parents having sex, or have them walk in on you having sex?
that's hard. That's hard.
Ooh. Sorry, mama, but y'all gonna have to walk in on me.
Okay, so Jasmine, you said that you would rather walk in on your daddy.
I never said it.
What you saying? We want to know. We want to know your answer.
I really don't want to walk in on my dad, but, and I think that I could deal with him walking in on me. Like, we're kind of cool, but I don't know. That's a different level of cool. Like, for him to see me just.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah, he ain't raised me that way. I walk in on him. I'd walk in on him. He ain't raised me like that.
Okay, so
he gotta know his daughters like this.
Oh my goodness. Ooh. I honestly don't want to do neither of those things. So Go ahead, Jazzy, you got another one.
So, would you rather have to be naked at work for an hour or be dropped off 2 miles from your house while you're naked and you have to try and get home?
Ooh, but I work at a school.
Hold on, say that one more time.
Oh, shoot.
So, would you rather have to be naked at work for an hour or be dropped off 2 miles from your house while you're naked and have to try and get home?
2 miles from my house and get home.
Me too.
Okay, listen. Y'all putting me in a really bad place. Because I work at a school. I can't do that. I can't be in front of kids naked for an hour. But I also live in a not country. Yeah. That means everybody and their mamas are going to see me. So either way, kids are going to see me. I'm going to go to jail. Either way.
Yeah.
Whichever one I pick, so I'm going to jail. Is dying
but
option.
See, they said we'd rather be at work like that. You can be in the break room for an hour,
or in the bathroom. Call in and say you got diarrhea or something.
Okay, so I'm gonna choose work.
Okay.
Because y'all gave me the options of being in the break room and having explosive diarrhea. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about how we impact each other. Yeah, okay, you know what? I'm going to go first. How you guys impact me. I think I touched on that a little bit earlier, but I think you guys have been some of the greatest friends that I have been blessed with in my life. I say that because more than friends, y'all are my sisters. You guys have been with me through literally thick and thin, and I know that regardless of the situation, no matter what I'm going through, I can come to you guys, and you guys will give me, listen, some word of advice. You guys will pray for me. You guys will read a scripture with me. I mean, listen, you guys would even come and and visit me, even when you have to work the next day, just to make sure that I'm good. And I can't think of anyone else that has impacted me in that way, that has done so much for me with no expectation of anything in return. And I'm so thankful that I was able to meet you guys in high school and grow with you guys. Like, it's just amazing. Like, it's great. It really is. And I know I tell you guys this all the time, but I appreciate that you guys don't let me push you guys away. And I know I do that a lot. And just, y'all are just great. Y'all are really, really great. And man, if anyone is as lucky as me to have friends that will do anything and will go through hell and back for you, appreciate them and let them know that you love them, because we've lost so many people that you never know when your last day will come. So I think right now, out of any time, is the day to let your friends know, let your family know that you're there and that you love them and that you appreciate them. I appreciate y'all ladies so much, and I love y'all.
I love you too. I love you too. So the both of you are contributors to my life. Mentally, physically, financially sometimes. It's just, it's like y'all are my, the people who I lean on when I'm down and stuff. And you know, Jamisa lives right up the road from me. You live hours away, but no matter what, y'all are always a phone call. Like, y'all are right there via Snapchat, texting, Facebook, any and everything. And it's just, it's amazing to be around like a group of women who are always there. And and it's just, it's always been like that since day one. And I guess that's why we stuck together so strong and our bond just continues to grow, because like no matter what, y'all are always there. And it's just, it's amazing. So that's how y'all contribute to me.
You ready? Okay. Oh my Lord. Like, this is gonna take a minute, because she literally has me like so emotional right now, because we all have been through so much with one another to the point like there's no other woman that I would say that I would want to like grow to like beyond the age we are now with, because like you're my girls. Like, you see friendships just break up and don't last, but then it's like you have these two best friends that you can literally go to about anything, like sounding board. Not one of them friends where, okay, they're just going to tell you what you want to hear just to make you feel better. No, they're going to tell you what you need to hear in any bit of your life. And it doesn't matter whether it's relationships, where it's financial, where it's job related, where it's just you coming out, your mental mind. Like, they're going to tell you exactly what you need to hear. It's about growing to better yourself as a person. And these two ladies, they're like so freaking amazing, because they done bought me out some dark places. And I can say that if they feel like I'm going to that dark place, because we connect so much together, they can just hit you up out the blue like that. And it can be something that they're feeling like, oh, I need to talk to her. And I can say that over these last couple of months, like, our friendship have really skyrocketed, because like we talk more. Like, yeah, we get with our lives and we have so much going on, but I guarantee you, up until like now, it's not a day that has went by that we have not even spoken to each other. Like, it's either Instagram, like Jasmine said, Snapchat, or even Facebook. I mean, it can be something silly, it can be something serious, but it's always a connection there to say, okay, girl, I'm here for you. It doesn't matter where I'm at, doesn't how far I'm at, I'm still here because I'm still connected. And these girls have really impacted the growth that's in my life. And not only like mentally or physically, it's also spiritual as well, because if we need to pray for each other, that's exactly what we do. I mean, we had gotten to the point where before we get off the phone, don't matter what we're talking about, we're always praying and we're always reading scripture. Yeah, we might be goofy at the time, but we do take it seriously. So those are my girls, and I love them.
We love you too.
And we couldn't ask for anything better.
I appreciate you.
Thank you all for listening. If you are new to the podcast, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe on Anchor, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other platforms for notifications on upcoming episodes. Thank you to those of you who have already subscribed. You guys are great. Bye.
Bye.